Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nembenza, has warned a military conflict could erupt with the United States over Syria.
Look, we cannot exclude any possibilities, unfortunately, because we saw messages that are coming from Washington. They were very bellicose.
President Trump convened his National Security Council to discuss the American response to the recent alleged chemical weapons attack blamed on the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Before meeting with his top security and military advisors, President Trump said a decision about a retaliatory strike would be made fairly soon. U.S. lawmakers and some world leaders are urging the Trump administration not to carry out the attack. President Trump has ordered his top economic and trade advisors to look into rejoining the Pacific Rim Trade Pact that he abandoned last year, 3 days after taking power. Mr. Trump has often said he prefers bilateral trade deals instead of multinational pacts, believing the U.S. does not fare well in the bigger trade deals such as the TPP. Meantime, a spokesperson for China's commerce ministry says the U.S. is not showing any sincerity. The U.S. has noted the release of a group of Sudanese political prisoners following an order by Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir this week. Some 50 political detainees were released from prison in what the Sudan State News Agency said was an effort to promote reconciliation, national harmony, and peace weeks after the mass arrests were made to suppress anti-government protest. This is VOA News.